We have a slight problem. I asked John to send the conference details last week, but I still haven't received them. The situation is serious, as this is the only conference location in the area big enough for us and available for our dates. Please get the info ASAP, or else we lose our reservation. I saw an ad for a receptionist position at your firm. It was posted on officejob.com. One of my friends is interested in applying. I highly recommend her. Can I drop in with her CV, or do you want me to send it by email? Thanks for the update you sent. We'll finalize the terms and conditions next week. I think we need about 2 hours to cover everything. I'll get back to you tomorrow with the potential dates. Meanwhile, can you send me a copy of the new price list? Just a quick note to tell you that there's no info on pay rises at the moment. Things have been real busy here. There hasn't been time to ask around. I tried to get in contact with Mark. No reply yet. I hope to hear something soon, though. Just to let you know, January figures are on the way. Thanks for the help. Did you get the numbers from the last quarter? One last thing. Barbara is on holiday, and I need the new statistics on internet use. Can you send me an email with the info directly? I haven't heard from Bill for ages. Any idea where he is? I tried to reach him. No success. I've left a message in his mailbox, but he hasn't got back to me. Please drop me a line if you know anything about him. The internet is down at the moment. I'll try to make do with my cell phone, but I have nothing. No files, no contacts, no data. And I have a few comments on the Brooks deal that might be valuable for you. I'll wait for the system to come back on. The provider is working on it. How are you? I haven't heard from you for quite a long time. Hope everything's okay. I'm just writing to remind you of the trade show in September. We need your registration by the 10th of May. Please follow this link to fill in the form. To keep you updated, the IT department uploaded some exciting new products. Please take a look at them and learn the technical details this week so you can inform the clients at the trade fair at the weekend. Please see the attachment. Many thanks for your email. We do have a newer version of the handbook. It is now uploaded and available online at our website, abcd.hu. Click on Downloadable Documents on the main page. Let me know if I can be of assistance. Just a short email to thank you for your help in organizing our latest corporate event. The clients were all delighted. You're great. Thanks so much for assisting me. What would I do without you? Keep up the good work. My computer crashed yesterday and I lost all my data. Could you send me all the product photos, logos, and generally everything we use in corporate communication? I'd like to do some work on my laptop while I'm away. Thanks a lot. I don't believe you're finally going on holiday. In fact, I didn't think you even knew what a holiday was. When will you come back? Oh, and another thing, who can I turn to in case something comes up while you're away? Thank you for your inquiry. I'm sending you the requested information about our company. As for the sales figures, I'm sorry, but I can't talk about that. It's confidential information. Let me know if I can assist you in any other way. I'll be happy to help. This is to let you know that everything was okay with the consignment. I was a bit afraid that it would be late, but luckily the forwarders were on time. Thanks for your help. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your order of the 20th of May for 1,000 chairs. I would appreciate it if you could check the order details. Please confirm by email if everything is correct. I'm writing to inquire about the new air conditioners you mentioned last time we met. Could you send me more information? I'd appreciate a brochure and a price list. I would like to reserve a room for one of our associates for 4 nights, the 10th to the 14th of November inclusive. Could you also confirm the corporate price I was quoted of €220? I hope this email reaches you before you leave for home. I'm afraid I can't visit you tomorrow as I'm ill. Would it be okay if we put off the visit until I'm well? I hope this isn't going to cause you much trouble. How was your holiday? I'll be away on mine when you get this email. I'm writing to tell you that all the info to update you on the last 2 weeks is with John. Hope you had a great time. I'll speak to you when I get back. I won't be checking my emails at all while I'm away, so if something urgent comes up, you'll need to call me on my mobile, but only if it's an emergency. Can we set up a meeting to see one of your sales reps who can inform us about your products? The week of the 17th of February would be convenient for us. Our office is located in District 10, Budapest. Can we meet there? As I will be out of the office from the 10th to the 20th of July, please contact my assistant, Rebecca Leitner, directly. She'll be happy to help you with anything that might come up. Let me know if you have any problems. I'm afraid we'll have to postpone the delivery for another 4 days because of the railroad workers' strike. I'll contact you ASAP as soon as the strike is over, but please let me know the latest date for the goods. Despite this, have a nice day. We are very sorry for the delivery delay. If it's very urgent, I'll ask the manager whether we can arrange a special delivery somehow. Let me know what you decide. I'm coming over to London for a conference in 2 weeks. Could you sort out somewhere for me to stay? The conference hotel is fully booked, and I don't know any other place nearby. Can you help me, please? Hope this is okay with you. I've just heard that you're coming over to Budapest next month. How about meeting up for a drink one night? And if you don't know where to stay, I can help you find the best accommodation. Let me know if you need any help. We are still waiting for the order below, and we have received no email to explain the reason for the delay. This is particularly inconvenient for us at the moment because our client needs the products ASAP. Can you find out what happened? We look forward to hearing from you soon. Unfortunately, the catalogue is being reprinted at the moment, but I'm sending you the old one in an attachment. Prices have remained the same, however, so you'll find what you need. The new catalogue will be sent by post as soon as it's available. Let me just make sure that I got that right. So it's Kathy Bloggs, spelled B-L-O-G-G-S, right? Did you say Warsaw? Okay, I got it. Thank you. I hope you are happy with this. Let me know if you need any help. Gary at headquarters gave me your name and said you would help me. I need information on the upcoming trade fairs in London. Could you send me an email with all the details, including dates and fees? Thanks in advance. We are a medium-sized Hungarian engineering company located in Budapest, and we are interested in your Hero range of office furniture. Can you send us a current price list? As we are in the process of deciding on office furniture for our new building, I'd appreciate a prompt reply. I'd like you to send me the presentation material by Monday morning first thing. Please let me know if you have a problem with this deadline. Have a nice weekend. Talk to you on Monday. There will be a meeting next Tuesday from 3 to 5 p.m. to discuss the new after-sale services we are about to introduce. I'd appreciate it if all of you could be there. We need your ideas. Please let me know if you can't attend for some reason. I'm sending you the report as an attachment. Can you please read it and give me your feedback? My boss expects it next week. Please email me your notes so I can finalize the document. Thanks a lot. I look forward to your comments. I've read your notes, but can we talk about the details next week? I'm afraid I won't be able to meet you until then, as I'm going away for a week. The order still hasn't been paid, and we're going to have to do something about it soon. It's time to demand payment with an official letter. You'll need a copy of the contract. I'm sending it as an attachment. I'm writing to apologize for any inconvenience caused. I'm sorry that we had to postpone our meeting. Could we arrange a new appointment next week? Any day will do, from Tuesday on. I do hope things will work out well this time. Our contact person in the finance department has changed recently, and we weren't informed. Can you tell me who I can turn to about an unpaid invoice? Can you please also give me an email address and a direct phone number to that person? I'm writing to arrange a meeting with you and Ms. Armstrong at our factory. Last time we spoke, you mentioned that you'd be interested, and I thought we could make it happen this month. I'd suggest next Friday at either 10 a.m. or 3 p.m. The tour usually lasts 2 hours. Please let me know which is convenient for you. I'm looking forward to seeing you both. Thank you for your invitation to visit your factory. I can confirm that Friday at 3 p.m. is suitable for us. Unfortunately, Ms. Armstrong is abroad, but Peter, one of my colleagues, will be accompanying me. We look forward to seeing you next Friday. I'm afraid I can't make Tuesday as I'm on a training course, and later in the week is also impossible. Sorry about this, but it's been hectic here. Would next week be all right? I should have time on the 4th or 5th of March. Please let me know if either of those days is convenient. I'm glad to hear that your presentation went well. I'm sending you an update on what I've been doing while you've been away. Please find the attachment. Hope you have a successful meeting tomorrow. All the best. Thanks for getting in touch and giving me the details on the April sales meeting. I'm sorry things are not going well. I'm sending you a few of my ideas attached. I hope you can use one or two of them. I'm in contact with the clients on a daily basis, so I have a lot of insight into their needs. Thank you for your interest. I'm sending you the information you requested in an attachment. I hope you find it satisfactory and we'll be able to establish a long-term relationship. Let me know if you need anything else. Thank you for your question. We are working on your request. We need another day or so in order to find the best possible option for you, the one that suits you the best. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. I'm interested in finding out if you can help us in exporting our products to Sweden. I would like to request the starter package you advertised in your website. Please feel free to contact me in case you have any questions. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. You'll be happy to hear that the manual has been finally translated into English. I do apologize for the delay, but we had some technical problems with the editing. I'm attaching it. Please read it through and let me know if you need anything else. I'm writing to complain about your invoice. I was disappointed to hear that the build price is 20% higher than what we had agreed on. Please explain the reasons for that. I'd appreciate a reply ASAP. I'm afraid Susan is unavailable. She's actually out of the office today. Mark is here, though. Do you want me to put you through to him? Or would you like to leave a message for Susan? Hello, Jane. It's John here. I'm afraid Pat is in a meeting. Can you hold while I check if she can talk to you? Actually, you know what? Can I get back to you in 5 minutes? The meeting is in the other building. It's Anna speaking. I'm calling about the order you faxed to us yesterday. I just wanted to check if you meant to order model number 623, because last time you ordered a different one, and you said you were happy with that. Hello, Kathy. Nice to hear from you. I'm really sorry, but I'm actually in a meeting right now. Can I call you back a little later? I think we'll wrap this up in about 15 minutes. I'm sorry, I still didn't catch that. Could you say it again more slowly? I'm afraid I'm finding you a bit difficult to understand. Can you please try to talk in simpler English? Hello, Judith. This is Kevin from ABC Supplies. I have a question concerning some technical details of your products we ordered last week. Can you help me with that? Are you the right person to ask? I see what you mean. Thank you for telling me that. I really appreciate it. You know what? We'll see what we can do about that. Let me talk to my boss, and I'll call you back later today. Is that okay with you? I'm interested in the unit price for orders over 1,000 units. Also, what is your charge for delivery again, and how long does it take to send? Can you send all of this in an email, please? My address is info@abc-def.hu. Do you want me to send that to you by email? I have an email address here. It is sales@abcdef.co.uk. Also, can you give me a phone number in case something comes up? Not that I expect any problems. Thanks for your help. So, our webpage is www.abc-def.com, and my email address is mark.stevens@abc-def.com. Can you read that back to me, please? So, if I understood you correctly, she said she would send the info by email and you didn't get it. I see. And what you want is... Hold on a second. Let me write that down. I'll look into it. Let me get back to you on that in about half an hour. Hello, this is Peter from ABC Limited Hungary, calling for Jane. I just wanted to confirm tomorrow's delivery. Could you call me back on that as soon as you get this message? You can reach me on 091-210-3885. Thanks. Hope to speak to you soon. I was wondering if we could meet while you're in Budapest. It would give us a chance to talk about the new project, among other things. I know you'll be quite busy here, but I hope we can figure something out. When would suit you? That's a great idea. Let me just think for a moment. I think that's possible. I just need to check my schedule. Hang on a sec. Right, I have a couple of meetings on Tuesday, but only in the afternoon. How about sometime in the morning? Say 10 o'clock? Thank you for your call. I'm afraid my boss is busy at the moment, but I'll tell him you called. Can I get back to you as soon as I've had the chance to speak to him? It shouldn't be more than an hour or so, if that's all right with you. I think we should meet and discuss what happened last week and find a way to avoid problems like that in the future. I'm pretty flexible. When are you free? Would tomorrow or the day after tomorrow work? What about a working lunch? Monday is pretty full. Let's see. I'm flying in on Monday morning. Then I have a business lunch with a client and meetings in the afternoon. But what about meeting over dinner at the hotel I'm staying at? I'm calling to reschedule our appointment. I'm afraid something has come up. One of my clients had to bring forward our meeting, so there are some changes in my schedule for Friday. Could we possibly meet a bit later that day? What do you think? I'm extremely sorry about the unpaid invoice. I have no idea what happened. We're trying hard to be reliable partners. Please let me look into it. I'll get back to you tomorrow with what happened. I hope the amount was already transferred and it's just a mix-up. Thank you for calling us. My battery is low. We might get cut off soon, I'm afraid. Can I call you back later? I'll be in the office in about 20 minutes. Is it okay if I call you from there? Where are you? You're breaking up a little. I didn't catch that last part. I can hardly hear you. You know what? Could you call me on my landline? I'm actually in the office. My meeting lasted longer than I expected. Could we meet tomorrow instead of today? Are you still there? I just lost connection for a second. Can you hear me? Oh my, I'm sorry to hear about the accident. Can we fix a meeting for next Friday? Will he be okay by then? Or shall we put it off until the week after? What do you think? There seems to be a mistake with the invoice you sent us. I got a call from Paula, and she told me that some of the services you billed weren't provided. Can we sort that out now? I'm calling because some of the components you sent don't seem to work properly. Also, the order contained two wrong models. It has caused quite a lot of problems. Now, can we fix that? It's quite urgent. I'm really sorry about the mix-up. I'll send the missing products first thing tomorrow morning. That's the least I can do. Again, let me apologize for the mistake. I'll personally make sure it doesn't happen again. I'm afraid I have bad news. Unfortunately, we haven't received the latest shipment, and I must have it by Friday at the latest. Otherwise, we'll be in big trouble. Can you tell me when it's arriving? Please accept our apologies. It's entirely our fault, and I feel extremely sorry about that. I'll get on the problem immediately, and I'll make sure it gets sorted out straight away. We'll give you a 10% discount as compensation. Thank you for calling us. I'm so sorry to hear that you're not satisfied with our service. Could you please explain the problem? I'm going to need some more details to solve it. I have to say I'm extremely sorry about this. Let me apologize for what happened. If you have any further problems, just give me a call directly. Again, my name is David Schneider. Sorry, but can I stop you there? We have a very tight schedule on this project. I'm afraid we need to change the delivery date. Otherwise, we won't meet the deadline we agreed with the client. We could probably work with that. Sure, but can I interrupt you there for a second? Unfortunately, our budget is rather tight at the moment. I'm afraid the model you are offering is a bit too expensive. But we haven't made any decisions yet, and I would be happy if we could work with you. Would you be prepared to give a discount? I don't think that's possible. I'm afraid I can't give you a discount. Unfortunately, we don't have much room to maneuver on price. I'll prepare a quotation and send it to you by email tomorrow morning. We'll see what we can do. That sounds reasonable, but can I just say something? The price you offered to us is roughly 10% higher than the competition. You're our first choice, however, and I'm wondering if there is any possibility of a delivery free of charge. That'd help too. And what if we order more than 100 pieces? I'm calling you about your email. I'm not sure what you mean by confirming the date. I think I missed something. Can you please call me as soon as you get back to the office? I think you have my number already, but here it is again, just in case. It's 032-321-4859. Hope to speak to you soon. Bye for now. That's difficult to say. I need to do the calculations. Off the top of my head, I would say it's between 10 to 15% more expensive. Let me check with my colleagues and I'll get back to you on that. Is it all right if I send it by email? Or would you like me to call you back? My boss asked me to compare the prices and the services of different suppliers. Could you please prepare the quotation by tomorrow? You can send it to me by email, and then we can talk again and discuss it. I'll probably have questions too. Thanks a lot. Talk to you tomorrow then. I don't know if we can do that. I do have a certain amount of room to maneuver, but I would have to check with my boss first. Can I talk to her and get back to you? I definitely need her approval on this. I'm delighted to hear that. I'm really happy that you were satisfied with our services, and I appreciate that you told us about it. Just let us know if there's anything else we can do for you. And I hope we'll talk soon. I'll be looking forward to that. Now, you have a great day. I see your problem. We sent the wrong order. Let me think. Right, this is what I'm going to do. I'll send you another package tomorrow morning, and I'll tell the delivery guy to pick up the previous one. But if you want to keep one of them for yourself, please do. It's the least I can offer. Hello, Simon. I'm just calling you because I'm running a few minutes late. I should be there by 10:30 at the latest, but I'll call you again if there are any more delays. I'm afraid the traffic is really bad today. I can imagine how you feel. I totally understand you, and I'd like to thank you for handling this so cool. I'll get on to this problem immediately. I really appreciate that you brought it to my attention. Can I call you back in an hour? I only got one email from you. It was yesterday morning. I didn't get the second one, if I remember correctly. But let me check. No, nothing else. Are you sure you have it in your outbox? Please check it, because if you do, I have to report the problem to IT. I'm calling about the email you sent me. You seem to have forgotten the attachment. Can you send it right away? I'd really appreciate it. I badly need the info. I have a report to submit in half an hour. I'm calling you because there's a problem with our network. The email server doesn't seem to be working. Technical support is working on it, but I'm afraid I'll be a little late with the requested data. When do you need it at the latest? Please accept our congratulations on last weekend's event. The location was an excellent choice, and service was flawless. We all had a great time. The presentations were extremely instructive, and my colleagues were all quite impressed by them. We would like to invite you to our next corporate event, a business lunch at Central Cafe. We hope you'll be able to join us and give us your opinion and your suggestions. It will be a pleasure to see you again, and I'm really looking forward to talking to you. ABC Engineering, Peter speaking. Oh, hi, Paul. Nice to hear from you. We haven't spoken for ages. How are you? I'm great. So, what can I do for you? What was your question again? Can you repeat that? The lines are really bad today. Can you speak up a bit, please? Oh, so you have a question about one of our products. I see. I just need to think for a moment. Let me check. Okay, I think I got it. Is there anything else I can help you with? No? Well, thank you. Have a nice day. Hello, Steve. I'm just returning your call from yesterday. You left a message on my answering machine with a technical question. Well, I looked it up, and it turned out that... Any other questions? Can I help you with anything else? Sorry, we got cut off. Anyway, as I was saying, it depends. To tell you the truth, I don't think that would be possible, but let's keep that option open. Let me speak to my boss about that. I'll do it today, and I'll try to sort this thing out for you.